News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Minister for Transport Dara O'Brien has just launched the consultation on the draft National EV Charging Infrastructure Strategy, which sets out the next phase of Ireland's plan to expand and future-proof the national EV charging network. Conor Faulkner is with us, independent motoring expert for CarZone. Conor, they have their work cut out because we're lagging pretty much everybody else.
We are. We're well behind others. We've got about 42, 45 public chargers per EV or per 1,000 EVs in Ireland. So what does that mean? It means that we've got Norway, for example, has 10 times as many per capita. Now, Norway's the major leader, but other European countries have done more than us. Having said that, though, Anton, we're not doing too badly. The electric vehicle change is definitely underway. They're outselling petrol cars for the first time. By the end of this year, we'll have something like 10% of the car fleet will be electric vehicles. So, you know, we're not making the transition as fast as some people might have wanted, but it's definitely coming. So we definitely need to improve the public charging network. And it's a little late to be announcing a consultation on the strategy. I mean, sometimes you have to just do these things. But nevertheless, we are making progress. We're also concentrating on fast chargers on interurban routes, which seems to be the better way to go.
Well, on the fast charger on interurban routes topic, what about that thing of geographic spread? Because a lot of people who have EVs will say that there are significant charging facilities in urban and suburban cities, but that once you start to extend your travel beyond that, you hit problems.
Yeah, right now that's definitely true. I mean, Dublin, for example, has more EV chargers than anywhere else. What's becoming true, Anton, with modern EVs, and we know this from CarZone data I was looking at the other day, motorists are satisfied with range. It's a strange one that everybody was concerned about range anxiety, but nowadays EVs are going to give you reliably about 300-350 kilometres, which is to say that for most motorists, most of the time, they really won't need the public charging network. I mean, that really will be the exception rather than the rule. So I think in addition to providing public chargers, government has to do more to allow for private and domestic charging, which is really where the game needs to change. There are local authorities, Dublin, for example, that literally are frustrating motorists who are trying to put in domestic chargers. And I think that is holding back an EV transition every bit as much as the public charging network.
Briefly, Conor, then, the you said at the start about just getting on and doing things. The consultation, what are they seeking inputs on? Because I would have thought that kind of infrastructure is just something the government goes and does.
Well, yeah. I mean, how much wisdom are you going to be? Are you going to apply to this? We know we need them. As I say, Norway has on a per capita basis 10 times more EV chargers than we do. Figure that one out. We need to build them. We need to build them more than we need to talk about doing it. So, look, I'm pleased to see the initiative from the government. We are making progress on EVs. We can see that consumers are taking them up. But it's very hard to be enthusiastic when we hear that we're talking about something again, Anton.
Conor, thank you very much. That is Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert for CarZone. If you have a view, if you have an EV, 53106 or 087 1400 106, give us a sense of how you find particularly that extra urban charging network. Because a lot of people say that when you actually decide, well, I'm going to get outside the main cities, that it gets challenging to find not only chargers, but fast chargers to do so.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.